A time is coming when people will go mad. And when they see someone who is not mad, they will attack that person and say to them, "You are mad. You are not like us." A 1700-year-old saying from St. Anthony the Great. Many people today claim that Christianity is no longer relevant in our modern, westernized society. And you know what? They're right. They're right. If you are someone who subscribes to the capitalistic, consumeristic, hedonistic, egocentric, materialistic, technocratic ideology of our times, then yeah, they're right. Christianity will really have nothing left to offer you. And people are right to claim that Christianity is no longer relevant to modern Western culture if it is true that modern Western culture is the highest ideal that we all should get on board with and conform ourselves to. And people are right to say that Christianity is no longer relevant because genuine Christianity, deep Christianity, as we experience it here in the manna that is this Eucharist, as we experience it in the presence of this Christ who liberates us, and as we experience it in the timeless wisdom of the saints, yeah, none of it is compatible with the things that this modern age values the most. For what does Christianity have in common with technocracy? What does Christianity have in common with materialism? What does Christianity have in common with egocentricity? What does Christianity have in common with hedonism? What does Christianity have in common with consumerism? And yeah, let's go there. What does Christianity have in common with capitalism? The answer is nothing. Nothing. What does Jesus have in common with Caesar? Pharaoh with Moses. Many people today say that Christianity is no longer relevant in our modern, westernized world. Sure. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. The popular way of looking at it and the largely unquestioned way of looking at it. But here's this curmudgeonly millennial priest's way of looking at it. As the rainforests are stripped bare for profit, as the temperatures continue to rise across the globe, as the glaciers continue to melt, as planetary stability is sacrificed, all in the name of industrial progress and modern luxury, and as a giant island of floating garbage has now become a permanent fixture in the Pacific Ocean, a tropical island getaway, fun for the whole family, I say that it's not Christianity, but our modern westernized world that is no longer relevant, relevant to life on this planet. And as the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and as people become more addicted, more depressed, more lonely, more anxious, more divided than ever before, as the number of mass shootings continues to rise every year in this country, and more children are gunned down in their schools, I say that it is modern Western society that is the thing that is no longer relevant to human flourishing. With obesity rates on the rise, cancer rates on the rise, with all sorts of lifestyle-related chronic diseases on the rise, with little children now getting diseases that no one ever imagined before that little children could get, as entire species of animals continue to suffer and go extinct because of our modern lifestyle, I say that it's the modern Western lifestyle. That's the thing that is no longer relevant. relevant to the life of any living creature on this planet. And as a tidal wave of nihilism continues to sweep across our land, and as people, especially our children and our grandchildren, continue to drown under its weight, under this wave of meaninglessness and purposelessness and loneliness and blandness, and as people continue to lose all sense of hope and all passion for life, where the only types of joy we know how to seek anymore are the temporary dopamine hits that we get when we see an Amazon box with our name on it on the front doorstep, or the short-lived mental escapism we feel when we smoke a joint in our car on our way to pick up the kids from school. I say that the modern Western world is no longer relevant to the intellectual or the emotional well-being of any human being, period, anymore. It's not so much that Christianity has become irrelevant to modernity. It's that modernity has become completely irrelevant to existence itself. The time is coming when people will go mad. And when they see someone who is not mad, they will attack that person and say to them, "You are mad. You're not like us." My friends, the church renders itself irrelevant only when it not only blesses but actively promotes this modern Western madness. When our ideology becomes like nothing more than republicanism or progressivism with a Jesus bumper sticker slapped to the back of it. And when our sanctuaries start to look more like concert venues than the Holy of Holies. And when we listen to Rush Limbaugh or NPR more than we do the words of Scripture. When our sermons parrot the talking heads on Fox News and CNN instead of proclaiming the radical liberation that can be found in Christ. And when every time one of our bishops opens their mouths to speak, what comes out isn't the wisdom of a 2,000-year-old tradition, but the type of watered-down horseshit that Oprah would endorse. As one theologian has recently said, the church in modernity is more modernity in the church. In other words, in the attempt to become relevant to modernity, the church has made itself just as irrelevant as modernity is itself. And the more you actually take the time to dive into our ancient roots and actually like read people like Benedict of Nursia or Basil the Great or Gregory of Nyssa or Hildegard of Bingen or Julian of Norwich, you can see just how much Christianity has like veered off course by selling itself out to the very worst of modern Western ideology. And the colossal tragedy is that as the church fails to live into its call to be radically other, as the church fails to live into its call to uniqueness, its call to authenticity, as the church fails to address this hurting in this broken world from the depths of its own tradition and wisdom, false prophets continue to step into the public square, and they continue to manipulate the masses into believing that people can be spiritual without being religious. Sorry, not sorry, just gonna say it. In the same way that the radical right, the far right, has co-opted and propagated a bastardized form of Christianity, the pharaohs of this modern age are co-opting and propagating a bastardized form of Eastern spirituality. My God, if I had a dollar for every time someone said to me that they're basically a secular Buddhist now, and that they don't go to church because they don't like being told what to believe, y'all, I would have enough money to retire at the ripe old age of 40. There are an awful lot of non-religious, quasi-Buddhist free thinkers out there who, surprisingly enough, think the same exact thing about church and religion as all of the other non-religious, so-called freethinkers out there. These freethinkers have way more dogmatic unity than those of us in the Episcopal Church, even. And it makes you wonder, where in the hell is all of this propaganda about religion and church coming from? Like, who is exactly the one who is pulling those strings? Who exactly is telling people to believe that if they were to go to church, they would all be told what to believe? But unfortunately, people in pointy hats and those of us in collars, we don't ask these sorts of questions. We don't think that deeply. And as a result, the church at large in modern times has racked its brain trying to figure out why so many people, young people especially, are leaving the church in droves. Actually, no, correction. Every other denomination besides the Episcopal Church has been racking its brain. Because for the last few decades, the Episcopal Church has been so busy congratulating itself on creating the type of church that Anderson Cooper might like to try out someday, that it's just now starting to notice that people under the age of 40 would rather go out to brunch or stay home and get high instead of coming and praying with us on Sunday mornings. Why are so many people choosing to leave Christianity behind? Why are so many people deconstructing their faith and choosing to become spiritual but not religious? Why are so many opting to be New Agey instead of churchy? Why are they big on spirituality, things like mindfulness and meditation, but not so much on Christianity? I'll tell you why. It's not hard to understand. It's because this spiritual but not religious movement, or whatever you want to call it, that is the religion that perfectly complements the ideology of our capitalistic, consumeristic, hedonistic, egocentric, materialistic, technocratic society. It's because the pharaohs of this world get really anxious whenever people come together like we're doing right now in the name of a higher power other than Pharaoh. But the pharaohs of this world, they lose no sleep, no sleep at night when people stop praying with other people in public and instead they go off to do their own thing. And the pharaohs of this world, they're happy, all too happy, to endorse and to market this type of spirituality without religiosity, because it poses absolutely no threat to their power. For this type of individualized religiosity, it poses no threat whatsoever, for example, to the Mark Zuckerbergs and all of the other technocrats of our world who have like complete power over us, it seems like these days. It's because this type of spirituality, it poses no threat whatsoever to the money-hungry millionaires and billionaires who are destroying our planet for a profit. Sorry. Not so sorry. Mindfulness, as it is popularly understood and practiced today, detached from any historic religious faith or community, it is the spirituality of sheep. The religiosity of the empire, the true opiate of the masses of our time. And I say this as somebody who practices mindfulness and who practices especially meditation. But meditation, when it's practiced all by oneself in one's bedroom, completely detached from any practicing faith community, it is the religion, yes, the religion, of those who are most indoctrinated and most brainwashed by the pharaohs of this individualistic age. I mean, why question? Why question it? Why question why our modern way of life is making you feel so lethargic, so sick, so depressed, so anxious, so disembodied, so disconnected, when you can, you know, just go practice a little bit more mindfulness and just go practice a little bit of meditation and recenter yourself, and then you'll feel a little bit more refreshed before you have to get back out there and face your meaningless existence yet again tomorrow, right? Why question it? My friends, this spirituality, it's the spirituality of compliance with a system that is oppressing us. all of us. And it's the type of spirituality that keeps God's people shackled and enslaved in Egypt. And it's the type of spirituality that keeps Pharaoh well-tanned on his inflatable raft with a piña colada in hand as he gingerly and peacefully floats along the surface of the Red Sea. For the sake of our children, for the sake of our grandchildren, for the sake of our world, the time has come to pop that damn floaty and watch that bastard try to swim. The time has come for it. People claim that Christianity is no longer relevant to our modern westernized world. But G.K. Chesterton once said this, that it's the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting in modern times. No, no. It's that Christianity has been found difficult, and it's largely been left untried. He's right. He's right. He's right. He is right. But as long as we in the church remain oblivious as to why he is right, we will have nothing meaningful left to offer to the world around us. And if we don't crave the manna of the desert over the hedonistic slavery of Pharaoh's Egypt, we will continue to be just as irrelevant to the modern world as the modern world is to life itself.